Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office Overtime.
So today we're going to talk about bringing your personal politics into the workplace and others that are doing this. It's a challenging time right now, and the country's a little divided and a lot divided. Mm-hmm. And so I think emotions are running high, and there's a desire, I think, to talk about it during the day. You know, we're all getting all kinds of instant messages on our phone about, you know, things that are happening in the world.
And
and you want to keep informed, but...
Right, you want to keep informed, so you might want to say something. I have a client where this gets in the way for him. He does bring it up in meetings. He does talk about his political opinions, and it does bother people, so he's been told not to.
Right.
And
or you could be communicating them through buttons or armbands or T-shirts or there
hats.
Are a lot of ways. Hats, indeed.
That could be a sign on your car. I mean,
bumper
and, you know,
stickers.
That's your personal, you know, right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
To say what your political bent is. So, but talking about it in the office, just because it's so acute for me that I have this client who's gotten in trouble, and it's not that people disagree with him, although I'm sure people do. Mm-hmm. It's that people have to listen.
Yes.
Right.
And yeah,
that's so interesting, because I did come across one article that said over 30% of the bosses felt it was fine to just express their political views to their employees.
Yeah. Wow.
And a smaller percentage of that also expected the employees to follow their views.
Well, yeah. Right. And he would actually put them in emails, and that backfired. Yeah, they didn't want to hear it. So it's, and again, it's not whether you agree or disagree. It's that you're being paid to do your job.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it's probably not the right place.
Right.
To, because it right now, because we're so polarized, I don't think it's just a difference of an opinion. I think it's bigger than that.
Sure.
Well, that's such a good point, Kathy, because I think what it creates, unfortunately, in this day and age, is hard feelings, lots of judgment. Mm-hmm. Like, there are people who have, you know, disowned friends based on their political views in this day and age. And it creates a tension that makes it more difficult to work together and get the job done.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you work for a newspaper or you are in this business, this is what you do. That's the subject does not pertain to you.
Yeah.
This is if you work for a marketing company or you work in a hospital. You know, this is an insurance agency. This is for the average worker who, you know, at this particular time should have an opinion. I mean, I think it would be sad if they didn't, but that doesn't mean that you're being paid to discuss it at work in these particular times. That's my feeling is, you know, if you have a group of friends that you all feel the same way and maybe you're getting active, go out to lunch or have a meeting in the evening. I just don't think that the workplace is, unless your company allows it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my feeling. Go
ahead. Well, so I was just going to say, I did a little scanning and found a very interesting article in The Muse called Do's and Don'ts of Talking Politics in the Office by Lindsay Wardle Lenio. And she makes 4 points. One is to know the rules, which to your point is many offices have guidelines that either prohibit or allow for wearing political clothing or bringing campaign material into the workplace. So you should know that to begin with, right? And then, and she suggests play it safe and save your campaigning for the weekend, just what you were saying.
Right.
Then she says, don't let your guard down at work, even if it's after work and you're going out for drinks or for some event. The idea being that knowing in this day, knowing your personal politics can quickly change someone's opinion of you. And even if you know that 100% of your staff or your colleagues agree with you, your clients may not.
They may not.
Yeah.
That's true.
So she says a good rule of thumb is to pretend that everyone around you is of the opposite party. And plan your comments accordingly. And then and third point is to play nice. So mm-hmm. in other words, mm-hmm. if a political discussion comes up, to try to keep it light. Mm-hmm. And if it gets hot, to quickly, excuse yourself and say.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, if you want to get into a heated discussion about the work you're doing or about what, you know, the company, you know, things about what your job is about. You have to remember you're being paid to do a particular job. You're
right.
not being paid to bring your personal, political thoughts into the company. So that's why I think it doesn't belong in the company.
Yeah.
You know, it belongs with your personal life.
Right.
Because it's your personal feelings. Now, I'm talking about if it does not affect the work you're doing.
Right.
And because it's so heated right now, that if anyone has a difference of opinion, you need to work with the people you work with.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So you want to be able to work with them. And ultimately, we're all humans. We're all people. We all have a lot of the same concerns. So I think you have to rise above it. That's my feeling right now, even though it's very hard.
Yeah. Yes. And what I appreciate about what you're saying is that connecting to our shared humanity mm-hmm. is really the most important aspect of working together towards a common goal and creating world peace one crazy office at a time. Yeah.
Right,
our slogan. I do want to mention that, again, Lindsay states to really avoid the heated issues, and she names two that I think are helpful, like hot-button issues like same-sex marriage and abortion should mm-hmm. just plain be avoided because there's no middle ground.
Right.
And opinions are often tied to religious or moral beliefs.
Right.
So, again, I mean,
you're not going to win any arguments, so you may as well not even start it because it has nothing to do with your job.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So restraint, self-restraint may be called for in a time when it's very hard to do that, and you may often feel agitated, and you may come in certain days really wanting to say something.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, and it may be that if you work with people that feel so differently than you, you have to rethink that job.
Right.
Or working in that place.
Right.
I've never been comfortable working in a place where my political views were the outcast, you know. I was so, and I've had that. So I'm, I would just take myself out of that situation.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But you may not have a choice. You know, it may be a well-paying job and you may need that.
Right.
So it's always best to just do your job and, keep to yourself.
Yeah, or even leadership or ownership could change, which then
anything
would
could change
the environment.
Well, political parties change all the time. I mean, we're always in a change mode.
Yeah.
So, time will be somewhere else in a couple of years.
Right.
But I think the idea, we have at my crazy office avoided this topic. We haven't been willing to talk about it because it is too heated. And we love all our listeners. We don't know what your political views are. And honestly, we don't care. We want you to be happy at work. That's what we care about.
Right.
How you live your life.
I was going to make one suggestion. Mm. I think we would encourage everyone to go to Washington, D.C.
I went for the weekend, and it was really great. I visited all the monuments.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And one after another, just, Martin Luther King is amazing, and then Roosevelt and Abraham Lincoln and Thomas Jefferson, to remember all of the greatness that they've done. I really enjoyed that. I learned a lot. It was very inspiring. But the thing is, we don't want to talk about political points of views because it's too hot right now. So that's why we're not addressing it. But keeping your personal point of view out of the office is our recommendation.
Mm-hmm. It certainly
Unless
is.
Everybody's 100% on the same page.
Yeah.
Right.
But that's what, true. If it feels safe, if it feels safe, you can talk about it. But even on your Facebook page, if you have one, or Instagram, be careful.
Yeah, you don't know what your clients think.
You don't know, and you don't know who's looking.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, so that's it for this My Crazy Office Overtime. Join us next time, and may your political conversations be cool.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.